Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Ebro Laura Rosenberg on a sunny. Yo, that sun outside, bro. It's like 12 noon.
It's bright, bright, bright.
Bruh. Real talk, man.
Put people in a good mood.
You all right over there, Laura Stiles? You sound like you didn't want to work today. Keep it down.
I am tired.
Yo, this is Laura's problem. The Knicks is playing last night. She texting us about Doja Cat wearing a sheet.
Yeah.
We like, bro, if you don't get the F out of here, bro, the Knicks is playing. Yeah, but the goal. Did you see this? Bro, nobody cares, bro.
Eva just says that, but in between, cast one would chime in. People were chiming in between. But and my man was in the living room jumping up and down watching the Knicks play.
And you was texting us talking about dresses.
The goal. We'll cover it up. Coming up, flash of light.
Now, was it a success? Like, I don't even know how do you measure this event?
I don't know, Ebro. I mean, listen, the Met Gala, because my friend was like, can you explain to me what it means? I always tell people.
Yo, bro, you get that question every year, bro.
It really is your favorite celebrity with their favorite designer, and it's like an art project. They have a theme, and then they present the art. You know,
and they get some paste and some construction paper, and they make an outfit.
But when it comes to Doja Cat, a whole lot of hair gel, and I'll tell you what I mean later.
Yo, the Knicks, though. Yo, Shani, you watching basketball yet, fam?
You know I'm in.
You watched last night?
I didn't get to watch last night, but I was listening, so I was able to tap in. I heard what the Knicks did.
Yo, the Knicks, you know what I'm saying? Man. You got that win at home, man.
Got that win.
Bro, it's a big win, bro.
Yeah, bro. And the Timberwolves, I'm surprised what they doing with the Knicks.
Yo, listen, bro. I'm so hyped for them.
Yeah, like Anthony Edwards, he's getting busy, bro.
Ant-Man balling, putting it to the Nuggets, fam.
Yeah, he's surprising, but it looks like he's like early 20s, right?
He's 22.
Yeah.
He might be 21.
He's a monster.
He might be 21, bro.
He's surprising everybody.
Yo, and they beat them last night without their big man, too, man. Let's see. Anthony Edwards is, 22. Mm-hmm. He turned 22 on August 5th.
Mm. Okay. Lionheart.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, nah, he's going in. They swept who was that they just played? I forget who they... Phoenix?
Sorry. Yeah, they swept Phoenix. They got Phoenix.
And now they 2-0 on the Nuggets.
Yo, they walking through the West right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got a few things to deal with for sure.
Yeah.
But we'll get into all that talk. We got some basketball talk. We got Met Gala. We got Rolling Stone. Yo, listen, Rolling Stone has made a declaration. It's not even that I disagree with them as much as it's like, who are you? Shut up.
Wait, what's the declaration? Oh, they just said who they think won.
Yeah, like, but it's, you know, who are you? And why are you doing that? Why are you doing that?
They want a piece of the action.
Well, it's not, but they want the clicks. That's what it is.
Of course.
And now, look, I get it. It's business, whatever. Hip hop's big right now. I mean, been big. It's one of the biggest things happening. This is a international incident between Kendrick and Drake. So, look, I understand. But I also want to hit you with the F out of here and the congratulations you played yourself. Because it's also, I think, for a major media outlet to make a declaration. Like, you could say somebody's winning right now. We don't even know if this is over.
Right. Mm.
Even though I see a lot of the fans saying, okay, I'm done.
Right. Right, right.
And I it sounded like Drake is saying he's done.
Drake threw in the towel.
But, you know.
We don't know.
It sounded like he wants to go home.
He wants to take his ball and go home?
Yeah. He's like, this was good exercise. You know, get back at me when you spitting more facts. You know, it sounded
give me
like,
my ball. I'm out of here.
Give me my ball. Y'all not playing fair.
Y'all keep fouling me. Y'all fouling too much.
You know what I'm saying? How can I play properly with all these distractions from the crowd?
Yo, stop running on the court.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what it sounds like. He could be tricking people, but that's what it sounds like.
Let's get to it now. It's time for the game that lives up to his name, Laura Styles. We got Bree and we got Derek ready to get with the Laura Never Loses, the L&L, as some people say. There's SNL and then there's L&L. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Bree, what's happening?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're blessed. Where you calling us from?
I'm calling from Piscataway.
New Jersey. It's over that away.
Yeah.
Shout out to Piscataway and all the listeners and families over there. Derek on the line.
What's up,
Derek?
Ebo?
Good morning, sir. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, Ebo. What's up? How you doing, Laura? Shawnee, what's
Hi,
up, Ebo?
Good morning. What up,
we here, up, man. We feeling good, man. We chilling on a Tuesday. Happy the sun is shining. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them days today.
That's
75 and nothing but sun.
Crazy.
All I got on is a sweater in the Bronx right now.
You got a what?
A sweater. That's it.
Is it? No pants?
What you talking about, bro?
All I got on is a sweater and some dunks.
Yo, Shawnee wildin', bro.
Shawnee
out here wildin', bro. Yo,
crazy.
Man, get focused on the question.
I got you.
Laura, what we giving the people if they win?
We have tickets, Ebro, to see Schoolboy Q. Brooklyn Paramount on Saturday, July 27th.
All right.
Tickets on RubyQ.com.
All right. I like that Brooklyn Paramount. I like the location. Yo, I like the setup inside is fire. I like it. We was in there to celebrate the life of the great Mr. C the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice room, man. It's a nice room, man.
Nice.
60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
Shawnee's got the question.
Who got who?
Oh, Bree, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Styles?
Definitely Laura Styles.
All right.
Okay, Bree, let me try.
Let's go, Shawnee Culture. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
Here we go. Universal Music Group came to an agreement, Ebro.
With TikTok.
Yep, to be able to play Muzak. Who is the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Ebro.
Three. Two.
Adam Levine
is correct. Which music collective will be getting together? Ebro.
Music collective.
Three.
The getting together.
Two.
Ooh.
One.
Ooh. The
and
Roots.
Incorrect. They might be, but incorrect. Which music collective will be getting together for their 30th anniversary at Essence Festival?
Cash Money.
Cash Money. That's who it is. Which three countries made up the Axis Powers? Ebro.
Learn. The Axis Powers would be...
Three.
The U.S.
Two.
Britain.
And you already won. Laura Styles.
No,
the Axis Powers
it's
in World War II.
No, it's
Germany?
Yeah. There you go. I'm Mexican.
That's one.
Japan?
Yeah.
That's two.
Is that Italy?
Italy is correct.
Yeah.
You tied the game. Good work on that one. All right, let's see here.
I did it backwards.
Yeah.
That was the axis of evil.
Yeah.
Of evil.
All right. I lost the question.
What's happening?
Here he goes. Which U.S. state is home to Mount St.
Ebro?
Ebro.
Washington State. Mount St. Helena.
Wow. Ebro wins!
Bow!
I did not know where he was going.
Bow!
That is Washington State.
Now, I think that's the last volcano to erupt in the U.S.
Is it really?
I didn't
know Mount St. Helen.
Helena.
Helena. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, look it up.
That, I know that.
That volcano got it rocking on.
You
got Derek, you going to Schoolboy Q, my brother. That's my bro, Schoolboy Q, man.
They not like us. They not like us.
It's going to be real West Coast in there. He throwing that on for sure.
You already know.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thank y'all. I appreciate
it's gonna,
it.
They're going to be West Coasting in Brooklyn, bro.
Yeah,
believe it.
Yeah,
hang on 1 second. Yo, Shani, throw that they not like us.
It gotta happen, right?
Yo, man. Oh, wow. Is this really happening right now?
Yo.
Is this really going on, Shani?
Listen.
Yo, you know what my dude told me in L.A.?
What's that?
And he lives in Inglewood.
What he say?
He said, man, and he lives in L.A., like where it's active, in the mix.
Yeah.
He said L.A., he ain't never seen L.A. United like this in at least 2 decades.
Say word.
Wow.
And I'm going to take it a step further. He was saying, he was talking, and I didn't, you know, we're not there, so we don't think of it like this. He said that, like, active L.A., like, at people who were born and raised in Los Angeles were feeling like people were playing with Los Angeles like they was goofballs.
You mean through this battle?
Through this battle.
Just even like throwing Snoop in the AI.
All of that AI. Was like, who y'all playing with?
Like y'all acting like it's that easy to just play with our gods, the gods of our hip-hop.
Yeah, like they was like, who are you playing?
Like imagine if somebody from Canada, whatever, just threw Rakim on a... Yeah, I feel
threw Biggie on a record and was acting like what Big had to say about a situation towards someone from New York.
Yeah, nah. We'd be tight.
Yo, so I knew people were having fun with it, but I didn't know it was striking a cultural community chord.
Yeah.
That was bringing people together. Like, he was like, yo, coming out of every single car this weekend, black, Mexican, Asian, everybody, Crip neighborhoods, blood neighborhoods, all of it. And also, they never even had a sound like this in how long?
True.
Nobody's even put out one of these.
That was the genius of the move.
Right.
Several things. That was one of them.
Wow, man. Laura Styles working on that flashing lights. What's going on?
Yes, coming up on the flashing lights report, all the stars walk the carpet of the Met Gala.
Oh, God. Here we go, bro.
Flashing lights.
Laura Styles is going to beat us in the head with these dresses all morning, fam. Plus, congratulations. You played yourself. Ride or die. Curve. Beat the buzzer. It's active. It's Ebro's Lawrence Rosenberg. Good morning. Yo, the fact they got, like, toilet paper commercials. Yo, this mad commercials. You'll be like, really, we got... That's what we talking about? Y'all don't ever just be
it's
in the car... Yo, you don't ever be in the car with your kids and be like, yo, that's what we talking about. Even with the songs.
The little jingles?
Songs, yes.
The songs yes. For sure. I'm in the car with Issa yesterday. For sure with, Ice Spice and Bass Swag and Cash Cobain. Yo, Issa's 9, by the way. We here, y'all. This is where we at now. Y'all done seen, y'all been a part of Issa growing up in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Issa said, did he say that he was okay with his friend effing her because she's hot?
Mm.
That is so crazy and gross.
She's right. That's crazy.
So now you have to explain every time you hear
about it. No, I didn't. She already knows what it means. I didn't have to explain nothing. I was like, that's what the song said. I was like, people be out here doing crazy stuff with their bodies, Issa. Just anything to get attention. Just anything to get attention. Just throwing their bodies around loose. She was like, I know. This is
cringeworthy.
And so then I asked her, I said, so do you want attention or do you want respect? What's more important to you?
Talk that talk.
She was like, well... respect. Like, why would you just be out here? And she's like, I have this one friend who, you know, she starts talking about her friends. I have this one friend who literally, like, laughs at jokes that she doesn't even know what it means. It's like she just wants to be seen. All mm-hmm. I was like, see?
Mm-hmm.
People just be out here trying to get attention, fam.
That's big.
Anyway, that's what's going on in my world. I'm sure you do something similar in your life, but you got the flashing lights with Laura Stiles now, too. Let's do it. It's Met Gala season.
Let's love this. Yeah.
Okay, all eyes are on your favorite celebrities walking the famous steps of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. It all happened last night at the Met Gala 2024. Now, the dress code is Garden of Time. So if you saw all these flowers, and
Garden,
that's what it meant.
Garden of Time.
Inspired by like a short story written by J.G. Ballard from 1962. So
why did Doja Cat dress like she had just ran out of somebody's hotel room with a sheet on, like she was doing the Walk of Shame after a late night?
Bro.
What's that got to do with the Garden of Time?
People like the stunts to go up against the grain. Right. She had a sheet, and then she had a towel. Like straight up a towel wrapped around herself and one on her head. Mm. And then when she actually walked the carpet, she was wearing like a long white T-shirt and it was wet. So in an interview, they were like, the lady asked her, are you wet right now? Is this water? And she was like, it's actually a lot of hair gel to give me. So she's covered in hair gel.
Well, last year she was dressed as, they painted her red or something, didn't they?
Yeah. But her whole thing is like, she's like, I came as the most, you know, the most used flower, which is cotton. The cotton flower. That was her whole explosion.
Yo, this Doja Cat, you know, look, man, she's got layers to it. You know what I'm saying? She got to make you think. It's like a Kendrick Lamar song at the Met Gala.
So the whole thing is like, it's bringing like clothing and fashion so fragile that it has to be like in a museum. So a lot of these things, obviously, big costumes you can't wear every day or to like a wedding. But, you know, yes, the Met Gala is an annual fundraiser that benefits the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute in Manhattan. But
so question, did Kim Kardashian hurt herself with that dress she had on last night? Because it looked like she might need to go see a doctor.
A lot of people were saying that, Laura, and that's like she couldn't breathe either.
The corset was so tiny and tight. I don't know, guys. She could have, because I don't even understand. I saw it and I was like, oh my God, that is tiny.
She might have took out a rib just for this event.
Maybe. Like, there was a lot of corsets, though. But yeah,
I also saw a lot of people, Laura, upset, being like, how are you going to wear a $100,000 dress and just throw a cardigan over your shoulders?
Wait, that's what Kim did?
Yeah, she had a sweater on. Like, the look where she was like, I saw a little clip and she was like, well, I want it to be like you're at a party and then you're like, borrow your boyfriend's sweater and like, you know?
Yo, speaking of Kim Kardashian, can we double back? I know we spent yesterday on Drake and Kanye. Drake and Kendrick. Can we double back on Kim Kardashian and the Tom Brady roast?
Yes,
they were very mean to her.
It was a lot. Yeah, I actually felt bad.
I felt bad too. I didn't get it.
We'll cover it next.
Might have been Taylor Swift fans. We don't know.
Yo, it's a roast, y'all. Like, it's a roast.
But she's not roasted.
She didn't get roasted, bro. She got booed. She just got booed out of the building.
Oh, I didn't see that. I just saw them cracking jokes at her.
No. The jokes were funny. When she went out there, when they introduced her to go up there and say a few words, the entire building started booing to the point that Kevin Hart had to stand up and kind of walk towards her like, all right, everyone.
All right, everybody.
It was just nasty.
Yeah,
that's nasty.
Awkward, weird, and yeah, I didn't like it. But that's your flashing lights report. Time is 7:02. A high of 79 degrees. And alternate side parking is in effect.
They buying that Skims though.
What? Now
what?
The whole men's line. The Skims are out there.
Mm.
They sell out all the time.
Yo, look, it's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg on a Tuesday morning. It's bright enough to... You might want to go out and sunbathe before work. That's how bright it is outside right now.
And
you can go lay out real quick.
National Teachers Week, so shout out to all the teachers.
Fire. Yo, man, shout out to the teachers, man. Thank you for your work and your care and giving a damn about our kids, even though they don't give you enough money or resources, man. We appreciate you, man.
They'll never honor you at any sort of event because you never had a gun in your hands. You just teach people, but we love you. We appreciate you.
We do.
Thank you for all your work.
We got to figure out a way to celebrate them this week, man, for real. Y'all keep it locked. Congratulations, you played yourself and all that is on the way. Oh man, we just showed up to the resort. Y'all know what it is. We're on vacation, man. Sir, can I take your bag? Absolutely.
Take that jacket.
Wait, hold up. Don't take that bag. Don't take that bag. Don't take that bag. I don't know what y'all be doing with these bags in the meantime. Yo, do y'all let them take y'all bags?
I can carry on. I'd be like, no, I got this one.
No, no. I know when you get to the resort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you get to the place.
All your bags?
Nah. There's one bag. There's one bag you don't let them carry.
Me, yeah. Same cast.
I got a bag nobody get to carry.
Facts.
I got a bag. Well,
what's in that bag?
Passport, yep. Maybe my jewelry,
money.
You know, money, things that if somebody gets fly at the resort.
Maybe my laptop.
Absolutely my iPad. Facts. You know what I mean? All of that stuff.
I just consider that to be such a... I have done that. I've carried the bag myself, but at the same time, you show up, you hand them your bag, they literally go up to your room, steal your stuff immediately. It's such a terrible robbery move. I suppose it could happen, but then you immediately come downstairs and you're like, yo, the person just robbed my entire bag.
No, right, but then what? Yeah, it doesn't go like that, though. Your room's not ready, Rosenberg. Your room's not ready. So they got to take the bag and put it in that little room to the side.
Then they say, we don't know who robbed your bag.
Exactly. Not only that, even if they know who robbed your bag, okay, depending on the country you're in, how am I getting my stuff back?
Right.
Facts.
You just ruined your trip.
Not just like who's going to be held accountable and if you guys can pay the insurance for me to... I need my passport, bro. Like I want to go home. Right. I don't want to have to go to the U.S. Embassy and have to like figure out...
Has anything like this ever happened?
To me, no, yes. Because I've never given my bag.
I kind of live in like maybe a fantasy world. I'm like, why would they want my passport? At the resort? You want to steal it at the resort, my passport?
Yeah, no, what you're saying is absolutely correct, but clearly I have some trauma, like Cass One. And
don't worry, you're like everyone else in America. I mean, what, do you wake up and look at the New York Post? Every article would tell you if you take a step anywhere, you might die.
I just know people steal. I've been stolen from.
Facts.
To me, I feel different leaving in places like the airport and stuff like that. When I'm at the place where the people are stuck with me, I feel like it's... I'm not saying I don't lock up my room. What? If I have jewelry in a room or... when I leave my hotel room, I put the passport in the safe. That I do every time. I don't just leave it out willy-nilly laying there, though. I will say that.
And the airport is number one. I got my phone stolen at the airport.
Well, no, airport's number one. Airport's Wild West.
Yo, if you trust the airport, hit the whole list.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big wheelie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
I don't play. Also, I would like to, you know, a lot of Kendrick and Drake talk, you know what I'm saying, as it should be. A lot of outlets with opinions, as it should be. The declaration from the Rolling Stone that Kendrick won and it's over didn't sit right with me, and I want to hit Rolling Stone with a button. That sounds like this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Who are you?
Who's the writer?
No. As an outlet, when did you become the arbiter of all things hip-hop?
Facts.
Well, particularly now when every magazine has been stripped down of their staff and
like when you was really a magazine, you didn't really give a damn about hip hop like that. I've seen your lists. I've seen your, you know, we pay attention. We see what you did and didn't do. But now that you're basically an online IG magazine.
And you need clicks.
You're going to declare that this is over. Who are you? Hold this button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Now, it's getting the clicks and doing the business that you intended it to do. So, you know, there it is for that. But I don't know. It didn't sit right with me, and I needed to hit you with the button. Because I'm not even sure that...
you played yourself.
Even people who have lived and breathed this hip-hop thing, I don't know if anybody has declared it over. People have said things like, it should be over.
Right.
Well, people have said like things like, it feels like it's over.
But nobody's declared.
No. How could you declare?
It's between Drake and Kendrick.
Right. We don't know.
We're not in it.
Kendrick might drop today. Drake might drop today.
Or Drake. We don't know.
History would suggest Drake doesn't let stuff go too easy.
He's never letting it go.
No, but history would suggest that when he takes the knockout punch, he might just walk away.
Pusha T walked away.
He did. He said, ow, he walked away.
But he never stopped. That's the point.
Well, I think that's what everybody. So it's never. This version of their battle might be over, I guess, or concluded. This chapter, this round, however you want to call it. But nah, they're going to be taking shots
forever.
Until they make up, unless they come to some terms and like actually start getting along. Is there a world in the version of their careers where they do a Jay-Z and Nas? Get on stage together, do a couple of records together?
I don't know. And it would be years from now.
I think it may have crossed the line. I remember I asked yesterday, did it cross the line? If so, when? I feel like over the last couple, I think that here's the problem.
The pedophile stuff.
The reason you may not even hear from Drake again. I heard from a very smart person who works in the sports and entertainment industry who reached out to me and was like, you may not hear from Drake again because that pedophile stuff might have gotten so loud and bad that people he makes money with in other fields may have said, hey, this is not a stink we want. We need to wrap this thing up. Your Nikes, NHLs, your NBAs.
Well, what you're saying is when we may not hear from him again on this topic.
On this battle, period.
Yeah, that's what I meant, on this battle. Yeah,
like, this battle.
We'll hear from him musically.
Oh, of course. But they were like, hey, the game you're doing, the whole thing, we saw it, and it was fine. And now you have a guy who we're associated with who's being called a pedophile repeatedly. And now there are people putting together whole Twitter threads. Like, it's all uncomfortable. We don't like it.
Well, and then you factor in Metro Boomin with the BBL Drizzy and people all over the world making their own versions of dip. Moms. You have moms and dads submitting songs.
It's a
TikTok trend to make a Drake diss record right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I couldn't believe it. And now he got money. You put in the chat. I couldn't believe it.
And now he got money up instead of just the beat. Now you get 10 grand and a beat.
Oh, God.
So you get 10 grand and a beat and second place. Wow. And that is second place. Second place gets a beat, too.
Oh.
Wow.
When Metro wins, everybody wins? Is that what we're doing?
That's what it kind of feels like.
This is
a tough spot. I don't know. And then here's my question. If Drake doesn't do another one, if Drake just let the one from Sunday night be it, would Kendrick really say more? Or is Kendrick like, there's no need to say more? He's waving the white flag.
Yeah, I have no idea. But if he doesn't say more, guess what is going to keep saying what it's saying? Play the song.
They not like us?
What?
Well, that's either way.
Well, but this has all the pedophilia stuff in it. Hold up, we're going to get to that in a second. But the other part is this is going to... Y'all realize that this is going to be a hit song. I predict, and I hope I'm wrong, Drake is so important to Universal Music Group as an artist. Kendrick is also through Interscope, through Universal Music Group. It will be interesting to see if someone tries to stand in the way of this being a actual single for Kendrick Lamar.
I wonder if he would want to do that as a single.
No. I've already been texted by record folks like, yo, which single do you guys think it should be? Euphoria or They Not Like Us?
Same.
And I was like, I can't pick. They're very different. The response was, I think we're going to go with both.
Oh.
Like, well, these are actual songs that Kendrick is...
It might be on his album. It might end up on the album.
Well, if they get big enough, right, then how do you not?
Laura, what you got to... Well, all of this says, yo, Drake, you need a button. Anybody Drake stands who still think Drake won this thing or is winning this thing, you get a button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I was saying about an hour ago, I was talking to people in L.A. I have people who live in Inglewood and who are L.A. natives said that this song has united Los Angeles like they haven't seen in at least 10 years. Wow, that's how we feel about it?
I mean, that's a big deal.
It is.
They've been trying to get them gangs to unite for how long? And this song did it?
Yo, neighborhoods, the Mexican homies, the Asian homies, everybody. This is the song in L.A.
A reminder also to my original congrats to Drake when he was taunting Kendrick about getting in. Where are you? Ooh, where are you? I was like, ah.
Well, and the people I was talking to have, and multiple people, by the way, said that they felt like Drake's antics, the Tupac, the using Snoop AI, was disrespectful to the West Coast. Like, they felt like y'all, they were being played with like they were just going to lay down.
I mean, I can see that.
At which I responded and was like, guys, really? Like,
this isn't really your thing. But yeah, okay. I mean, since we're living in fantasy land, I do understand why this would be offensive.
For sure.
In real life, I mean, how old are you? What are we talking about? But yes, I also hear
it
you.
It matter,
is. But it is, right? But it is a culture that, you know, that California, LA culture is about representing yourself, representing your neighborhood, and standing for what. That's the some of the basis, right, of the whole thing for generations.
I mean, listen, I thought the AI Tupac thing was insane the second I heard it. I was like, this level of disrespect is crazy. This isn't sampling. This isn't referencing.
Right.
You're literally sticking your hand up his back like a ventriloquist.
Well, not only that, but you're using Pac to go at somebody from L.A.
Well, and someone who, yeah, man, this sounds like we're beating up Drake bad, but and if we're being honest,
it's the button.
Someone who, you know, sort of culturally would align a lot more with Kendrick. Right. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just culturally, in terms of what Kendrick talks about, it's sort of a lot of the essence of a lot of Pac's beliefs are in there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Pac represents the Black nationalist movement. Like, that's a real thing.
Like, Pac wouldn't have loved that To Pimp a Butterfly album. He wasn't rocking that in heaven. He didn't have Black or the Berry playing.
So, you know, it's a button. That's what it is. It's a...
You played yourself.
It is a congratulations. You played yourself currently.
Oh, and then also, if you think Drake's going to go away now because of losing this battle, I have a button for you. No.
Congratulations. Right. You played yourself.
He's not going anywhere. Now, here's a debate I was having with another group of individuals. Has Drake lost the streets? Can he still jump on the hottest street record with whomever, new artist or an act from LA, and it still feel as authentic and the same at this point?
I think a little time is going to go by, people are going to forget, and Drake is going to come out with some bangers, and everybody's just going to be like, everything's awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
people are going to forget and not care.
Well, also, I don't think that a lot of people care. Like, the acts, I don't know if you've noticed, guys, the artists who get hot these days, who Drake would do a record with, most of them are not, how will I put it,
street?
Not even about street, but like culturally informed, like paying attention to this or understanding of, like, they're not going to care. Drake's hot. You think Sexy Red is drawing a line in the sand? Sorry, right. I don't think so.
Right.
Where's the bag, bro? Oh, is he the hot one? Nah. So in that sense, I don't think he may have lost it with, he lost it with the people he already really didn't have it with in the first place. You see Shawnee bopping every time Not Like Us comes on. He didn't have Shawnee to start out with.
That's facts. That's facts.
So,
nah, I mean, yeah, right. The street, as you said it, nah, he never had it. So he lost them in some respects. He's never going to lose the ladies that are in the street. So the Sexy Reds, like you said, he's going to have them forever. Ladies on the block going to rock with
him. If the music sound right, he got them.
The music's good.
But it's always sounded good for everyone. I mean, unless this gets in his head and he goes into a spiral where the next song he puts out, it's like an SNL skit. Everyone's like, what is? It's like a Lonely Island song. And everyone's like, what is this? It's like, Ja, Rastafarianism. And then everyone's like, wait, what happened, Drake? He forgot how to do his accents. He's just like, it's me, Drake. I'm here to say. And everyone's like, oh, no. Drizzy, what happened? Kendrick knocked the sound out of him.
Yo, Kendrick knocked out the act out of him, right?
Yo.
Yo, Laura, what you got today?
Shawnee and I were discussing this video that went viral. So there was a church service in Pennsylvania that was interrupted by a man who pulled out a gun and attempted to shoot the pastor. And the whole thing was being live streamed.
Yeah.
Bro, as he tries to shoot the pastor, the gun jams. Mm. And the way that he gets tackled down to the floor, like, the guy didn't even care, right, Shawnee? He was just like holding the gun and just kind of like,
definitely was.
But it's cool. Yo, bro, just walked up, pointing the gun.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was over. I thought it was over, guys.
And the pastor said that when he was doing his sermon, whatever, he looked in the guy's eyes, saw him pick up the gun, and the guy just smiled at him. So he's clearly a little loose, and then somebody tackled him, and when you see how he gets tackled, he just goes along with it. There's zero resistance.
So wait, he wanted to go to jail? Like, what?
That's what it looked like to me. He was looking to get arrested in that moment.
There's a quote that he says that God told him to do it, and that going to jail would clear his mind. Mm. And then afterwards, police searched his home and found a dead body. So,
yo,
the whole thing.
Wait, yeah. Yo. Whoa, that took a turn.
Wow. Listen. Yep. The whole thing deserves a button, but isn't it crazy? You're watching something on live stream, a church service, and all of a sudden a guy just shows up with a gun attempting to murder, and the gun jams.
Yo, it's crazy. Well, I don't even know if this fits in. Congrats. It's so crazy.
Right. It's crazy. He gets more than a button.
Yeah, he's getting life in jail.
Congratulations.
Which is what he wanted.
Seems like. Rosenberg, you got anything to wrap this up on today?
I was going to give it to the referee in the Knicks game. If you didn't see the end of the Knicks game, shout out to the Knicks. They got a big win. Well, I mean, two things. I mean, one, they called a kick ball on Indiana that the replay showed was decidedly not a kick ball. It was the hand. And, like, it was a monster possession at the end of the game that kept the ball with the Knicks instead of the ball going to Indiana. And then when Indiana did get the ball, they called a moving screen to give the Knicks the ball back.
That's right.
I'm not complaining. I'm happy the Knicks won. But that reffing at the end of that game was nothing to worry
about. The moving screen was a reach. The kick ball was like, wait. It was a hit.
And you can't review it. They're like, oh, you can't review a kickball. So they show the replay. You see it's clearly someone's hand, and there's nothing they can do about it. They just gave the Knicks the ball. I mean, we could all be happy about it, but still hit the refs with this button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
See, I would never, Knicks faithful, I would never do the story that Rosenberg just did. Because you know why?
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to point out the failures of the refs that benefited my Knicks team. You know what I'm saying?
I
wouldn't do
you.
That.
No, because you're loyal.
We are the New York Knicks.
That's right. I'm a loyalist.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
That's y'all, you right even there. Like this theme we song now.
The say, go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Say, go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Well, just like that.
No, no, not the verse. Yeah. Not the verse.
Nah, that's bars not right the there. How dare you? I'm a Knicks fan. We love that song. Terrible.
It's always been so bad. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It's still Vanilla Ice, bro.
It's so bad.
Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. And up next, DJ John is pulling up.
I see.
Yeah, man, this is the move. This is the move, man, and it's not going away anytime soon.
Mustard on the beat, beatbox, beat rap. He a freak, man, damn, call out over the lands. Tell a free bro, Nella, to the cross, he walking like
so crazy.
What's up with these jabroni, trying to see Compton?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ebro Lauren Rosenberg, what's happening? Sunny. Sun. Lots of it. You know what I mean? Call right now, too. You can get some money in your pocket. About to beat the buzzer. Lauren, what's the biggest topic today in your world? I'm trying to figure out what we need to talk about after 8 o'clock. You got the Knicks. You got Kendrick and Drake. I feel like there's a conversation really with parents and kids, too, around Kendrick and Drake. Like, has this... Do you listen to hip-hop differently now with your kids? Did this open an ability for generations to come together and, like, start listening to, you know, other records that maybe your kids wasn't interested in, but now they want to get into the lyrics a little bit?
Or as simple as, like just explaining to them what's happening because they hear it. You know what I mean? And they want to know how do you break down, you know, like, beef without being too explicit. You know what I mean? How do you explain to your kids?
I had full convo. Issa been following. We've been listening to a couple of the records. I let her listen to a few of the records. We listen to them together. But she been following pretty good. Pretty good. And she's like, well, that was mean. She'll be like, that was mean. That, oh, man. Why? But, man, that was mean.
I mean, it makes sense. She's saying a lot of truths.
It is. It was. But there is a... Shawnee and I was just talking off the air about, like, you know, money always wins in our society.
Right.
Whoever's got the most money, whoever got the biggest, you know...
That's what's what gets glorified.
The most chart, that's what's going to win, mm-hmm. right? Like, that over time, that's what will be remembered and celebrated. But in these kind of lyrical, and not kind of, in these lyrical skirmishes, right? Like, even Jay-Z and Nas, when you get down to the nitty-gritty of it all, it was like, you know, hustler money guy versus, you know, intellectual... You know, knowledge guy,
right?
And there's a piece of Shani. I think you agree with me. There's a piece of me that always wants intellectual knowledge to win in those face-offs.
100%. And I was having a conversation with Jaja. I was saying that it felt like, for me personally, it's almost like a Marvel movie where it's good over evil. You know what I mean? Where it's like with Nas, you know, with Jay-Z, it was the cars and the fast life, and Nas is trying to build the people. Drake, it's about dancing and girls, same thing, champagne poppy and all, certified lover boy. Kendrick's trying to build with the people, and that's always going to win. So you need in these face-offs for this, for the good kind of to at least
the
win
bad
this.
Usually because the bad usually wins.
The bad is that gloss is going to continually shine.
But
always.
I think you got to be more clear when you say bad. What you're saying is materialism, over sexualization,
right,
frivolous lifestyle. Oh, right. You know, what is it? YOLO. You only live you one. Only you know, all once. Of this kind of, you know, whatever life.
And similarly, Jay-Z said to Nas, "Yo, you trying to kick knowledge?"
Yeah.
And then here you go with Drake saying, yo, you trying to free the slaves?
That's right.
And it's like, yo, yeah, we need that essence in hip-hop. You know what I mean? Because these guys are always, again, being glorified. So in both scenarios, we hadn't heard from Nas for a while. We hadn't heard from Kendrick for a while. And you need this monster to kind of come out of the cave and show that we stand for something. You know what I'm saying? And that good can, this essence of reality can win.
So when people say the battle. So when you say the battle, you know what it is? Here's exactly what it is. It's the battle for the soul of hip-hop.
That's right.
And Kendrick's going to win this battle.
Right.
But ultimately, it's America.
That's right.
And the money and the dancing and the yachts and the planes are always going to win the war.
That's right.
Every time.
Every time.
We just get this battle, please?
That's right.
Can we just get this battle? And that's why you see people like us, all due respect, we respect Drake, but that's why you see the people on this show being the type to dance and celebrate to not like us right now, because it feels like, and when it comes to the soul of hip-hop, the good won this little battle.
That's right.
That's what it feels like. And that's not an indictment of saying Drake's a bad person who did the things he's being alleged.
It's not even an indictment of Drake's music. We like Drake's music.
Yeah, love his music.
It has a place.
We're not talking about none of the pedophile or whatever accusations either one is making.
Nah.
This is just, we know the moral fabric of who Kendrick is.
But remember, this is my whole career has been wrapped up in supporting Kendrick's music and people really hating on it for a very long time. Now, granted, maybe some of it was they just didn't like me. And maybe they thought I was a nut hugger. Oh, don't
hate it. Hate is a lot, though.
Hold on. Don't rewrite history.
Kendrick is a millionaire, bro. No. We gotta stop this false narrative.
Hold on.
He's talking about himself.
No.
Okay.
No. Kendrick is loved and is a huge star now. Don't forget the amount of conversations being had in rap with artists about Kendrick and that kind of music being weirdo rap. And then being like, well, I don't even know what this weirdo rap is. What is this guy?
Absolutely.
There was a lot of that. A lot of resistance to what he was capable of.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I think there's always resistance to something that is requires more thought.
Right.
There's always resistance to something that it requires more thought, you know, to be, encourages you to go look beyond the surface and think a little bit more. There will always be resistance in a society like ours anyway, to that. And you can apply what I just said to every aspect of everything going on in the world politically all the way over to what we're talking about musically.
Yep. What's the side that takes a little more thinking? What's the side that takes a little more thought?
Right. Yeah, so it's important for hip-hop.
So I thought maybe that was a discussion for the great parents that are listening to the show, and maybe even some of the teachers, too, who saw their kids celebrating, you know, coming to school, talking about music that was frivolous and, you know, surface and materialism. And then over the last few weeks, kids are coming to school talking about breaking down lyrics and double meaning and entendres and learning, double, you know, how to, you know, really listen to lyrics a different way. Because that's become popular on social media over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Is to look into deeper meanings into things, which I think is, you know, something that, you know, for us that grew up in a certain time in hip hop, that was always a part of it.
Absolutely. You know, that was a part of the excitement of it, dissecting it in some respects. Like, oh, did you hear what he said? The metaphors and understanding, you know, it on a deeper level. So
maybe we'll get into that after 8 o'clock. You can also call up and get at Rosenberg for trying to hate on the ref that was trying to help the Knicks last night. You know what I'm saying? Like, how dare you, Rosenberg? You know what I'm saying? Got a victory. Here you are hating on the ref, trying to put a spotlight. You know what I mean? So that way...
The NBA does it every day. Anyway, bro, their two-minute recaps are going to come out today. Every day. It's going to come out today. They're like, we got both of them wrong. No, they won't say they got the screen they didn't get wrong. It was the right call, so they won't get that wrong. It was just the wrong time to call that.
Right.
But the Knicks win, and Jalen Brunson did it again, ladies and gentlemen.
40 points, baby.
Shot 14 of 26 from the floor, scored 40 points again.
Don't try to clean it up now, Rosenberg. The Knicks faithful is coming for you. You know I'm part of the Knicks faithful.
Yeah, you are the face.
Call right now. It's time to beat the buzzer. DJ John, step in the room, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo, John.
Yes, sir.
How you feel about them Knicks, bruh?
Oh, last night was a great night.
Yeah.
I don't care about these refs, what they do, man. What matters is that Brunson, DiVincenzo,
let's be honest,
and Hart doing it again.
Juanito, let's be honest. The refs did the right thing last night.
Absolutely. We're on the same page.
That's right.
They're supposed to. And then the legends on the court.
You know, Stark's going hard.
Man, Starberry.
Y'all see the NBA script for the Knicks? They want these ratings. They know if the Knicks are in this, people are watching TV.
What? Everybody's talking about this series.
It's an amazing time.
They know what it is. They want to run these sponsorship dollars, these advertising dollars up, baby.
God loves the Knicks. So let's do it.
This guy went to a whole other place.
They are the New York Knicks.
Let's go to Melinda on the line. She wants to beat the buzzer. Melinda.
Hi.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I finally got through.
Yes, we're glad to have you. So, Melinda, do you know how to beat the buzzer?
Yes, I do.
Do you want any help? We've been hearing some big money. People have been bailing out around $500.
Yeah, I will need your help.
All right, let's see what we can cheat and get you some extra money. Melinda wants to beat the buzzer. Here we go.
$185.
That's coming in hot, y'all.
$275.
It's moving and grooving.
$355.
Come on now.
$540.
Hold up.
$680.
Wait, hold up. One more. Oh, she couldn't hold it. She said 680. She couldn't. She was getting nervous.
Should have hold up.
I was. Woo. What was that? 680.
I'm playing it safe.
Nah, listen. Do what you do. You got $680. It's more than you showed up with, and I'm sure you can use that money for something useful in the family, man.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
It is. Hey, Melinda, let's see what you left on the table.
$30.
Oh. It was 730.
$800.
Okay, see?
$950.
$1,000.
Yo, every day it's been at 1,000 and everyone shook, and I get it.
I'm happy. Thank you so much. All right. I listen to you every morning.
Our listeners are smart and humble. Yeah. They're like, listen, I'm happy with the 680. I'm good to go. I don't have to be greedy. Melinda, you also get tickets to Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
Yes, Davido, Doja Cat. Who else is in there? Redman, Method Man, Jadakiss, EPMD. Sexy Red. We're going to tribute and celebrate the life of the great Mr. C with Big Daddy Kane. Ice Spice and A Boogie are hosting. What does that mean, hosting, by the way?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't.
That means they may or may not perform? Is that what it
we
is?
We don't know.
We don't know, right?
We don't know. Yeah.
Well, because we don't work. I don't work on the show anymore, so I don't know.
Yeah. So check it to it's a surprise.
Somebody call the office and get an answer.
King Lou from the digital department said, let's not start this. All right, no problem. Okay. We'll move on. Yeah. All right, hang on, Melinda. Let's get you your tickets and get you paid. And Laura Styles and the Flashing Lights.
Guys.
We love you, too. The Flashing Lights Report. What are you covering right here?
Well, guys, we forgot to talk about this. You know, Kim Kardashian got booed at Tom Brady's Netflix roast. It was pretty bad. I'll play you some audio and we'll talk about it coming up, Flashing Lights.
Hey. I really love our show. I really love our listeners. I love what we have, guys. I just want to let you know.
Yesterday was so cute. I kept getting tweets, Ebro, and DMs of people be like, I can't wait for you guys just to say gala tomorrow.
Gala.
Because you know how many years we've been talking about the med?
She's like, I thoroughly enjoy your show. It's nice. I like when people get our jokes and our. I feel like they're all in our group chat. It's cute.
So, Laura, be honest. Last night, you knew the Knicks were playing. You knew we were all watching the Knicks. That's why you started texting us about the dress that they got. Be honest. No, I need to know that you thought.
Because you are my friends and I'm supposed to share. So I'm sharing with you guys. So people like Cass who are watching the Knicks, he would jump in to tell me that dress was trash. That was this. Thank you. At least he would chime in.
I was jumping back and forth during commercials and halftime. I would like to shout out Jerry Seinfeld though. Because right. I was watching the Knicks game, and you know when they show Celebrity Row?
Yeah.
They show 50 Cent, Jerry Seinfeld, Spike Lee, right? And this was right before halftime. So halftime came on. I'm like, oh, let me go see the Met Gala. Who's the first person I see at the Met Gala? Jerry Seinfeld. I'm like, yo, look at this guy. He ain't killing it, bro.
Wait,
yo,
that is impressive.
Wait, he's killing it.
Yo, how'd he do that?
I don't know how he did it, but he did it.
That is crazy.
Yeah, maybe it was like they were re-showing a part or whatever, but it just looked crazy.
He showed up over there first and then bounced to the game.
Yeah, it looked
probably,
crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, that's fire, though. Yeah, I was convinced all night. I was like, Laura's trolling us, man. She know we don't care about the Met Gala.
And I know, listen, if you were home, I know your girl was watching the Met Gala, too.
No, she was. She's a new mom, so she was staring in her baby's eyes trying to figure out how to get Selassie to go to sleep.
Who had the best
dress? Well, guess what? I was watching her social media, and she was posting her favorites. Thank you.
Hit Ebro with the button. Doesn't even know what's going on in the house.
Well, that's good. That means I was watching the Knicks game. I didn't pay. You know what that was? I was watching the Knicks game. I had Selassie. She was like, I'm going to take a shower. So she was. That means she was in the other end of the house. On the internet, looking at dresses. That's what that was.
By the way, Cardi went really far.
Well, she had like six people. It took six people to move that dress around.
Now, I don't know.
That was a statement.
I don't know anything about these themes or whatever. All I know is that Cardi had an all-black dress. Was that part of the game? Was she supposed to do that or not?
I don't know what flag. She posted a picture of a black rose earlier, so maybe that was
she was a black rose.
You know what I mean?
Well, I know this. Kim Kardashian looked like she hurt herself.
That corset was so tight, bro. I was looking at her and I couldn't breathe.
Well, speaking of Kim Kardashian and hurting herself, she caught it at the roast, too. Let's go, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashlights.
You're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So celebrities got together at the Kia Forum on Sunday night to roast Tom Brady. It was called the greatest to roast of all time, the Tom Brady special. And the live roast aired unedited on Netflix as part of Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival. So there was a clip that went viral that Kim Kardashian, man, she got booed pretty bad. Listen to this.
Well, thank you. I know a lot of people make fun of your height.
Damn.
All right.
Kevin had to save him.
Kevin had to come out.
Yeah,
Kevin had to come out. Man.
Wait, and that's in L.A.?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. And at the end, you know, they ended up kind of cheering, but I feel like after Kevin Hart kind of helped her out. But yeah, that was rough. That was
what, what's that about?
Yeah. Is it just? I think there's a lot of people who don't like the Kardashians and consider Kim to be like a symbol of something they just don't like. Then I think you also have, honestly, Laura, I thought about it. I was like, I wonder if there's just Swifties everywhere now, too.
That could be a thing, too.
I mean, well, because Tom Brady, so it's football fans.
That's what I was going to say. It could have just been also, right. And it could have just been like regular football fans that are like, why is Kim Kardashian here? Like, why is she making
this? Yeah, but why were there so many random comedians and celebrities that were there?
Comedians and celebrities?
I mean, I know, but still, but lots. But why? So Kim Kardashian's a celebrity, too. Like, there's mad. Like, why is Dana White there? Why is...
Sports.
Okay. I mean,
I don't know. I'm just trying to look for something.
The way the roasts work generally are that famous people get up there and roast people. And some are comedians and some are just celebrities.
It felt like hate.
It felt like
she got. Yeah, she was getting a lot of the jokes were aimed at her. Listen to this one. Listen to Tom Brady.
Tom, at least
Kim was Kardashian. Thank you so much for being here. I know Kim was terrified to be here tonight, not because of this, but because her kids are home with their dad.
Damn.
See, that, by the way, is called a good joke. That's a quality thing to say. That's funny. And you can laugh at it.
Quality, you mean quality joke.
Yeah. I mean, this is Tom Brady who just has sat there and heard the craziest things about his personal life ever for the last hour. Kim got stuff way worse than that were all like sort of sex-driven. That joke was really just a joke on Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye's probably sitting at home like, I hate Tom Brady.
Oh, I thought the same thing. No, Tom Brady's catching it in a bar. Tom Brady is going to now catch it at some point.
Well, remember there was rumors about Kim Kardashian and Tom Brady dating. Remember there was a rumor.
She referenced that in her thing. She joked she joked about that in her little spiel. But yeah, I felt bad too. Like, honestly, I'm a little bit bored of the hating of Kim Kardashian and the whole like she's done nothing. I'm like, has she done nothing? Now she's built an empire and she's a billionaire and she's done a lot of good work too on the side. We have people who truly did nothing and they ended up becoming president of the United States. So let's all settle down about what is doing nothing.
He did something.
Yeah, he ripped people off. He literally ripped people off and had businesses fail.
Well, so Rosenberg, listen. Just because you're off hating the Kardashians and you've moved on doesn't mean the rest of the world is ready to
move on. Well, I'm just ahead of y'all. That was so 10 years ago. At a certain point, the hate turns into respect. Sorry, Laura.
Time is 8:09. Today's a high of, let me see, is it going to be beautiful today? High of 79 degrees.
Is it going to be beautiful?
Sunny and
70s. Hit this lady with the button.
Alternate side parking is in effect.
You see outside our window. You see what's going on out here. This is shorts and t-shirt weather.
79.
It is. Beautiful. It's gorgeous today. I wonder if we should ask people if they hate Kim Kardashian. Maybe I'm in the minority now that I'm off of hating her.
Yeah, you switched up. You flip-flopped again.
Well, and then people
hit
you.
I don't hate her either.
People hit you in the back. Well, what, is she just famous for being hot? I'm like, oh, that's half of Hollywood? What are we talking about? So what? Oh, she had a sex tape. Okay, that was a long time ago. That was a smart business move.
And she looked good. And,
right.
I would bet there's a lot of people on the other side of Rosenberg.
Well, who love her? You mean who love her?
Oh, no, who hate. I would bet. People like to hate, man.
The lying about all the surgery and all the work that they've done is what's annoying to me. Like, come on, man.
Wait, they're still running that play?
Yeah, that's the only part that gets on my nerves. But other than that, I'm just like, yo, for people to keep calling her a nobody, said she's a billionaire, bro.
So wait,
she has
out.
Multiple businesses. And she's
wait, time
out.
I got
work.
A question for the crew.
Here we go.
You guys want to talk about the appreciation and kids appreciating rap lyrics or hating Kim Kardashian next? Which one do you think is going to get the most phone calls?
Oh, the hate is going to get the most phone calls.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, the hate?
See, this is why we can't have it. This is why, that's why
I don't want to do it, but
this is why we can't have anything. Y'all would rather talk about the Kardashians and just why you hate Kim Kardashian versus an opportunity to actually appreciate lyrics and hip-hop. Right. Let's see who calls.
You want to split it between both?
No, I just want to see who calls. I want to see what people are passionate about.
Okay.
Did the Drake and Kendrick thing have you and your kids listening and breaking down lyrics like never before?
That's right.
Or do you want to call and just hate on Kim Kardashian? The floor is yours, man. We have range on this program.
Right. Did you have to explain to your kids what a pedophile was? Or do you have to tell your kids why you hate Kim Kardashian?
Cast 197 Minutes, commercial free, Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. A few days removed from the release of Drake's The Hard Part 6. Cast, one question for you.
Yo, what's up?
Other than analyzing the lyrics in The Hard Part 6 from Drake and the tone and the kind of temperature he's and where he's at, it's a really stark contrast for me how replayable They Not Like Us is. Because obviously the hook, the bounce, it's a party record versus The Hard Part 6.
Right.
It's almost like you got to put They Not Like Us against, what was the other one, Family Matters or Push-Ups.
Well, I don't even remember what the order was anymore. I was just nuts.
No, the order was Push-Ups came after Like That, and then after Push-Ups, remember there was like a 15-day break, and then there's where Drake made the misstep with the AI,
right.
Yanked that down.
Then
Euphoria. Then it was Euphoria.
Got it.
And then it was Family Matters, Meet the Grams. I skipped 616 in L.A. was in there, too. Before Family Matters and Meet the Grams.
Family Matters, Meet the Grams, Not Like Us, The Hard Part 6. Right.
Yeah. So, at any rate, it's a stark contrast because right now the biggest replayability feels like it's going to They Not Like Us. Because people have recent, you know, you kind of have recent history bias. You're going to the most recent.
Well, but it's also replayable. And so is Euphoria, honestly, in a way that people didn't expect. Euphoria kind of became replayable, too.
Right.
Right.
People didn't think so at first, but it has.
Yeah, the best the verse on Like That.
The best ones out of these.
Like That is super replayable.
The best ones out of these were, like, not including Like That, were probably Push-Ups, Euphoria, Family Matters, and Not Like Us.
Yeah.
For me, those are the
yes,
best.
Yes, I agree.
I agree with that whole
thing. Everything else is just kind of like, okay,
whatever. Well, no, I don't feel... I think Meet the Grams is incredible, but it's not super replayable. It's a really brilliant thing that he did, but, like, you don't want to hear that every day.
You're not riding to that.
Now, Euphoria, though, you could ride to Euphoria. And at first, it was funny. The anti-lyricist people were like, oh, nobody wants to hear this, blah, blah, blah. And then as time played out, you were like, I keep hearing people playing Euphoria over and over again. People seem to want to hear this song.
Yeah. Well, so we got two conversations going on Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg on a sunny Tuesday morning. Do you hate the Kardashians? She just got booed at the Tom Brady roast. Do you hate Kim Kardashian? I'll be honest. I was shocked when I heard that audio.
I tried to tell you before. Like, it was bad. Like, it made me, you know, me and my wife were watching, and I felt bad for Kim. I was like, oh, wow, she really got booed. Like, they won't stop booing her.
Well, now, the environment, obviously, it's L.A., so I'm shocked by that. But then thinking about it, it's a Tom Brady roast, so there's probably a lot of sports fans in there.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if you recall, during the football season, if you looked at, like, you know, football, sports, social media, the coverage of Taylor Swift had people really upset, too. Let's be clear.
True.
They didn't boo her at the games, but on social media, when ESPN or any of these, you know, IG accounts were posting about Taylor Swift, they were like, if you don't get this lady off my timeline, I want to fight somebody.
But there's another piece. Kim is an acceptable villain in society. I'm not exactly sure why she's such a villain. I guess it's because of the richness. I guess because they don't know why she's rich.
You can liken Kim to Drake. Because she's, like, super successful. No blemishes on that armor. Like, she's just... And people can't figure out how she did it. You know what I'm saying? So people are inadvertently haters, man. That's really,
also, people took sides with her and the in her relationship with Kanye and Kim. People, like, love to blame her. And throughout it all, I was like, she never once talked bad about him.
Oh, I blame her for one thing. I blame her for one thing. Kanye being a way bigger deal than he even was before. That's what I blame her for.
Plus, well, people hate her.
What Laura just said a second ago, I've never heard. I've never heard someone pick sides between Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Oh, that's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also think about
blaming
it.
Blaming her for his antics.
She won't let him see his kids.
Politically.
Well, they hate her. She's progressive.
Exactly. Ah, right. Yeah, exactly. That part.
So, you know, oh, yeah. You know, she did. She did work towards becoming a lawyer and works with Michael Rubin's foundation with Jay-Z and tries to get people out of jail and does things like that too,
which I think is remarkable.
Well, that's to me. That
was with Kamala. She was just at the White House discussing criminal justice reform again.
So that's the thing for me. Once I saw her working hard on criminal justice reform, I was like, hey, man, everybody deserves to not be defined by something they did when they were 25. You know what I mean? And she obviously wants to do a little bit more. So I kind of gave her credit. But a lot of people, man, if you listen to that audio, they were ready to boo.
Well, there's that convo. We're taking calls on, do you hate Kim Kardashian? Would you be in there booing? But then there's just the lyrics convo.
Yeah.
Drake and Kendrick, did it help you and your kids come closer when it comes to this rap thing? Because, you know, a lot of parents complain that the kids is listening to records. You're like, yo, what are you listening with? And this Drake and Kendrick situation is the biggest thing happening in music, hands down.
Right. Yeah, it definitely opened up a lot of dialogue between me and Jia Jia, who's 15. So he said his whole high school, that's all they're talking about. They're super hype. They got to see a real hip-hop battle in real time. Because the last thing they heard of was 50 Cent Ja Rule. So none of them were alive for it. They heard Takeover, you know, and Nas. So
they skipped over Pusha and Drake and Meek and Drake.
Yeah, I mean, and that didn't feel as big.
No, not as big, but it was saying? That Pusha one was big, though.
Something. That Pusha Drake was something. If he was locked in.
The first time I heard something. Flex play Story of Adidon, it was definitely a thing. Ooh. Going on.
Yo, that Duffy freestyle. Kids? Yo, that Duffy freestyle from Drake back on that is fire, bro. Yeah.
Yo, by the way, yo, Ebro, man. You're the only guy I've ever heard talk about Duppy freestyle. Yo, you love the yo, Ebro should get a t-shirt that says I love the Duppy freestyle.
Yo, I know people glossed over it, but it was something, man.
I respect how you hung on to it, bro. You never let it go. He's like, I'm gonna make sure you guys don't ever forget the Duppy freestyle.
Yo, you can't.
Yeah, but you got to figure, so for the high school kids, they were in junior high school. So now they're all like, okay, this is real time. And we stay calling them soft. Your generation is soft.
Right.
The music is there. So now it's like, nah, it's Clash of the Titans, and they get to see their favorites go at it. So, yeah.
Nah, that's something. That's dope.
All right. Let's talk
Let's go to Yamali on the line. Yamali is here. She's calling about Drake and Kendrick, it seems.
Yeah, and I kind of want... Hi, guys.
Yamali.
I kind of wanted to relate with Shawnee because it's bringing the kids and myself even closer because I am a hip-hop enthusiast and I have an 8 and 10-year-old. Because of this beef, we are having real conversations because real topics were discussed. Colorism, body identity, by identifying yourself, the love of the culture, being real and not real. It sounded like you guys wanted to talk about Kim Kardashian, but just because you started talking about it, my girls were like, why are we talking about Kim? She's rich. I'm like, exactly. That's exactly what Kendrick was trying to say.
Wow.
He's trying to say, you see what I'm saying? So I'm so happy that this Kendrick and Drake thing happened because it is bridging the gap. I'm 46, she's 8 and 10. And the conversations are so much realer because I have one that's brown skin or darker skin than the other, and colorism has always been an issue.
Wow.
So by Kendrick talking about it and how Drake doesn't identify or doesn't properly identify with the culture of it, the girls are having a discussion about it. So I appreciate it 1,000%.
And what about
amazing?
That's super amazing. What about when they get to all the pedophile lyrics? How do you handle that part?
Right.
I'm probably a different mother because I don't lie to my kids about nothing. So if they ask me, I tell them. And I tell them, like, pedophiles are perverts, male or female, that like to touch the body. So they're like, Drake likes to do that. I said, a lot of men like to do that.
Whoa. You could also throw in.
The underage.
No,
part, right?
No, it's an allegation.
It's not an allegation. We don't know that at all.
It is an allegation, yeah.
Well, and so it's interesting what Yamali, we appreciate your phone call.
Thank you.
It is. The pedophilia conversation, while it is a sensitive one, it's one that you're having if you have children.
Mm-hmm.
You're having that conversation when they're 6, 7, 8 years old, right? Because they're going to summer camps. They're going to places where there's opportunities for a teacher or a counselor or something, and they need to know what is out of bounds.
So right? You can tie it into like, hey, you know how we're always telling you that if someone makes you feel uncomfortable, X, yes. Y, and Z, you should always tell another adult.
And this type of behavior is...
And then they respond, so that's Drake?
And you're like, no.
But yo, no, it's real too, because on the same note, it did make Ja Ja want to go back and see this footage everybody's talking about. Drake was on stage kissing a girl who's supposedly underage. Like, let me see what this means.
And she's not, by the way. She's 31 years old now. Her dad had taken her to that concert. She's 17 at the time. Drake was 21.
It's not as crazy as people make it look. Yeah. Like it's,
but it's still not great, guys.
It's not great, but it's also the way it's being used makes him look crazy.
Right. Well, because he made it sound that bad too. You know what I mean?
On stage, he does make it sound bad. I shouldn't be doing. Yeah, he does do that.
Right. You're only this age. Why do I feel like this?
He does
like,
do that. That
he
stuff.
He, he leans into it to make it sort of a thing on stage. It's true. That is
well,
true.
Now it's coming back to bite him. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly's on the line. She's talking about Drake and Kendrick, too. We're getting a lot of Drake Kendrick calls. It's what the people want. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for sharing with us. What you got today?
So I wanted to talk about Drake and Kendrick, too, because my son and I have been talking nonstop about this. Yes, we're talking about what's happening with them, but it also brings us back to when before he was born, he's 16, about, like, Biggie and Pac and how that ended, right? So I'm trying to explain, like, obviously, one didn't kill one, the other one was dead, didn't kill the other one. Let's bring up other conversations. I brought up Eazy-E to him. So now he's listening to other things that he's never heard. Wow. And trying to relate it to what's happening now.
That's really dope. That's really dope. You know, and the thing about Big and Pac, I think you got to make sure, as we look at historical context, while they had a thing, the violence that surrounded them was not necessarily tied to their musical back and forth.
Yeah, and their quote-unquote battle was more of a beef, and it was tied to other people. Like, it doesn't really belong in the conversation of classic hip-hop battles.
Right.
When you talk about the classic battles, the KRSs and Shans and the Cool Mo and LL and the Cannabis and LL, those are rap battles. The Biggie Tupac one...
Jay-Z and Nas is a rap battle.
Rap battle. Biggie and Tupac is like a really tragic thing about two friends who ended up in this like cultural beef that was much bigger, and we still don't know actually what happened. That's more what that is.
Even 50 and Ja had street ties to it, but it still stayed to a musical battle.
Correct.
Once it got to music for the most part.
That we know of, yeah. I mean, it's, at least there was a musical component that was a big part of it. Yeah.
Right. Let's go to Bobby on the line.
Wow.
I mean, can we be honest?
Bobby wants to talk Kendrick and Drake battle, too. What are you talking about with your daughter, Bobby? What's happening in the car?
Oh, man, you don't know. This is crazy, yo. I just want to say, man, this is how hip-hop was originated. And my daughter, man, she's loving it. This is our first experience with this type of thing, you know? And she's loving it. And I'm like, this is, we actually bonding off this. It's hard for me to even get, you know, a conversation out of her about anything else. And right now, she's like, Dad, you heard the news. Kendrick, I think he got him. I'm like, oh, wow. This is crazy.
That's dope.
Yeah. I came for a whole ride from Jersey, man, talking about this. And I just took her to school. She excited, playing everything.
That's dope, Bobby. Thanks for calling. Yo, man, these stories make me emotional, man. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I'm a hip-hop nerd. And when it comes to, like, kids and now being a dad, when you're a dad, or even a mom, and you have more ways to connect with your kids.
Yeah. Over something that you love so much, especially in an era where hip-hop has just become this background. I said this yesterday. That's why this is so important. Hip-hop is just not a thing that 12-year-old white girls do TikTok dances to.
That's right.
It's not just that. Right. Like, it is a whole thing with all these cool layers that make it different than other music. So when you see, like, college professors breaking this down, you're like, wow, hip-hop is so cool that it goes to so many different places. So, yeah, Ebro, I can imagine to see Issa be like, wow, this hip-hop battle thing is neat. Like, that's awesome. That's
but even cool to hear parents, like, even just to hear parents who are calling the show right now, you know, if you, you know, like everybody on this show right now, literally our entire lives our entire professional lives have been around hip hop. Mm-hmm. And we exist in a mainstream space where often it is hard to have this conversation. Because most of the music that comes out is not even music that's useful to a great conversation like this. It's frivolous. It's, you know, it's the stuff that, excuse me, the stuff that gets popular is frivolous, lowest common denominator music. And if you try to, as a DJ or somebody who's hosting a radio show, present music that has more meaning to it, through, and this, by the way, isn't anything new. It was like this in the 90s when I had my little underground radio shows and was doing my little...
But it has gotten worse. I'm sorry. It has gotten worse. I had a conversation about this recently. In the last 10 years, it's gotten worse.
People just do not want to hear anything that has any substance to it, or
where the hits are so frivolous, where the hits are literally so frivolous that, like, they don't even register in your brain as to what it's about or what it means.
Right.
Like, it has gotten a step worse. I think it's okay to admit that. You know what I mean? Not every era of hip hop. Ringtone was worse. There are eras that are worse than other eras. This one's been bad.
Well, but my point is it's always frustrating if you really love this hip-hop thing to work in a mainstream space and have to accept the fact that you're going to play records ad nauseum, day in, day out, that generally speaking, they're cool records, it's cool music, it's cool to listen to, but it's meaningless.
Right.
Especially if you love this hip-hop thing for meaning something, right? And so when you have a moment like this, the reason I'm the cornball hip-hop nerd right now who's getting emotional about parents calling because they can have a bonding moment over real rap lyrics that are layered and have social commentary and have real implications on where the culture is going in the future, is because we've all put time into this thing to try to make sure it's taken care of to some degree. And to have a moment like this is powerful. It's meaningful. It's powerful. I put up a tweet 2 days ago that was like, yo, y'all think this battle is just about Kendrick and Drake's egos. And people obviously on Twitter was like, shut up. It ain't that deep. And I'm like, yo, it is that deep. This battle has reset how we measure what is important in hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
It is given an opportunity for someone who chooses to be meaningful in their craftsmanship, which is Kendrick, versus someone who chooses to be popular in their craftsmanship, which is Drake. And it's given an opportunity for a young, talented person in one day to say, yo, I want to choose this path because this path is actually meaningful and I can be successful and feed my family and take care of myself being like this. It might be harder. I may not be as rich, but I know that it means something and it'll be respected.
Right. And it bodes well.
Even talking about what an actual battle is, like the conversations around like people not liking a song because it was too deep, too lyrical miracle, too, right. You know what I mean? Oh, you can't bump this in a club. I'm like, well, that's not what a battle is for. That's not how it works. You can have that also. That's an added bonus. But people aren't looking at that. But then there's a whole generation of people who are looking at that.
That's right.
And it plays into the essence of what hip hop is and what separates it from all these other genres of music. Because this is a boastful genre of music where bragging about yourself being the best is quintessential to what it, the fabric of what this is.
And then the next layer is
you're the best.
That's right.
Are you willing to put it all on the line and step in the arena?
Well, and then
no matter how high you are.
And that part leads to where you have to respect Drake in this too. Because he may be on the other side of it. And you guys know me. I made a choice a long time ago. I take the kind of music Kendrick makes over the kind of music Drake makes. But I respect the hell that Drake at this stage in his career is still willing to get in there and scrap. I'm sorry, you have to respect that. You have to.
Well, yeah. Well, and
but
I interesting
say Kendrick too, though.
Well, no, yeah, but Kendrick's built on this. That's his DNA.
But here's the interesting thing about Drake, and this is important for the audience to know. Mm-hmm. Drake likes what Kendrick makes too.
Right.
But that's what makes us annoyed with Drake. That you like it and you love it, but you refuse to do it. You refuse
because
to do it yourself.
Because he made a choice to go chase the charts and be the pop star.
Right. But at this point, it's too late for him to do it. Because he tried, and nobody cared.
When?
For All the Dogs, the second part of that, if you go back and you listen to that part,
I love that. We loved it. We came in like, yo, this is the best Drake I've ever heard.
I played it here on the radio. Nobody give like, why are you playing that? Okay.
Because it's fire, bro. Because
it's fire.
Well, and even this Kendrick record that we love, throw it on right now, They Not Like Us. He puts dance steps in there and is basically making fun of the fact that I'm going, well, not making fun of, but he still spits some real stuff in here, right? But he also puts a dance in there because he knows and makes it feel like something. Because he's like, yo, y'all want one of these club joints too, don't you?
Right. There's so many.
I can do this if I want to. I've just been choosing not to do it.
But the genius of it is, more than making fun, I'd say he's having fun, right?
There you go, having fun.
But then he goes, I can make a dance record, but guess what? When I do it, and this is the inside part, when I do it, it's going to be baked into Black American LA culture also. That's right. What that record is. Like, Drake, you can't do this. This is what we do. You could jump on when YG did it, but this is what we do. So it's brilliant. Every step Kendrick has taken, guys, has been brilliant.
Fact.
Well, thanks for your phone calls. Oh, wait, Kendra, she wants to tell us why people hate Kim Kardashian.
Kendra.
Hey, yo, Kendra.
Hello.
Thanks for holding.
Hi, everyone. Oh, my God, this is exciting.
Hi, Kendra.
I just want to say, it's Kendra, actually.
Okay, she's Kendra Lamar. Go ahead.
I just want to say that I agree with Rosenberg. People should not be hating on Kim Kardashian, especially with this Taylor Swift feed, because Kanye was the one who actually started it, and she was just, because Kim was with Kanye, so she's been a part of it, but I think it's just a very unnecessary feud. And then Kim Kardashian, she's a business mogul. She's inspiring people.
Kendra is all in it, bro.
She's inspiring people with, like, the prison reform and just being herself. Like, I think she's inspirational, and, like, she makes her money make money. I think people just need to learn from
her. I mean, that she does.
Kendra, I set you up here. I shouldn't even took this call.
Yeah, that was not
nice. Right now, like, yo, why you got this lady talking about Kim Kardashian? Yeah, y'all was spitting all this real hip-hop talk.
I know.
Damn. Kendra, we love you, though. You're the best.
Thank you, Kendra.
And your points aren't wrong.
Big hug, and your points aren't wrong, but I got to hit
but
you.
But your bro's a bad guy.
Agree to this.
That was just bad timing.
I
didn't know she was about to say that.
Shawty hates Kim too.
Yo, man, let's get to the gurus. Let's do it.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shawty Culture and Rosenberg. Man, and Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
All right, the guru at ebrointhemorning.com. At ebrointhemorning.com. That's where you send us your emails. Where the gurus unite to shine the light on your darkness.
That's what we do.
Shawty Culture, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
All right, Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who is out there in need of the gurus. Who needs help?
Oh, Laura. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, your destination for clarity. Send us your emails today. You may hear it tomorrow.
Sure.
Like this one. Hey, gurus. I love you guys. I'll get to the point because I have some really insecure friends and I need some advice. Please keep me anonymous. Again, we always keep you anonymous. My boyfriend, who I've been with for almost a year and a half, has a female friend he's known for 13 years. I don't mind that, but there's two things that piss me off. One, she, knowing he has a girlfriend, asked him why they never dated. And he said, because you're my brother's best friend. Like, you're like family. Then she said it was a, quote, internet joke, and that her and their other female friend did the same thing to his brother just to see what they would say. And they thought it was funny to play this, quote, joke on him and his brother. Two, they went on a group ski trip, and he posted a reel that involved selfies of them and a photo of them in a sled. She's sitting between his legs looking all cozy. Mind you, me and him went on a trip for his birthday, and he posted a reel without me in any photos. I need to be clear. I'm mad, and I want to punch this girl in the face.
Do it.
I say do it.
Do it.
No, not yet.
Listen, man. People need to be punched in the face. Y'all know I'm a big, big advocate.
For playing with my boyfriend and asking him that ish. That's disrespectful, and I don't think she respects me. If I ever met this bitch, I'm letting these hands fly.
Wait, hold on. Let them loose.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
From the shoulder.
I'll show her something bleeping funny to laugh at. As for the reel, I got on his case about it, and he was apologetic and said it was expensive to get a sled for himself. But I hate the fact that we even had to have the combo. Is it me, or were the photos fishy and inappropriate? And he goes on a trip with me and doesn't post me on his page? I've never been big on social media recognition, but this doesn't sit right with me. Am I tripping?
No.
All this seems out of line, and I look stupid, and I don't trust our friendship, and nobody likes to be out here looking stupid. Thanks. Like Kendrick said, I'm whooping feet. LOL.
Let's get it.
Yo, I'm whooping feet. It's so crazy.
Yo, can I just point out one red flag?
Yeah.
She this whole email?
She doesn't. Besides that, she doesn't know this girl. They've never met.
Exactly.
It's been a year and a half.
That's what's weird to me. A year and a half.
That's why she should not punch the girl in the face. She don't got to respect you. She don't know you. Who has to respect you is your dude. You want to punch? You want to whip some feet? That's your guy. It's not the girls.
We're not condoning any type of physical violence.
Oh, sorry.
Just make that clear.
No, of course. But real quick, to Shawnee's point, though. The worst things that you could say about the girl is she played the little why didn't we ever date joke on him. Okay? Annoying. And
it's
they
disrespectful.
Sat. Yeah. And although, why do you know about it? Why do you even hear about it? That's neither here nor there. But whatever. It's not that big a deal, honestly. If y'all have really been friends for 15 years, like if my friend, it is disrespectful. It is a weird thing to do probably, but not the end of the world. And they shared a sled. None of these things would be that big a deal if your dude hadn't been so weird with you.
That's right. This all falls on the dude, guys.
He didn't post pictures with you on the trip, regardless of the girl. That's weird that he did a whole reel and didn't include you. Unless he had some conversation with you about, like, I don't like to post my girlfriend on the trip. But by the way, ladies, unless your boyfriend is like Jay-Z, that's not a normal thing.
Jay-Z posts his girlfriend and his wife.
Thank you very much. And they're the same person. But yes, you get the idea. Like, I don't understand a world where... No, but like even Ebro, you, for example, you took a long time before you'd post your lady. It makes sense if you have a public profile.
That was mostly by her request, not by mine.
Sure, but even if it had been by yours, right? Like, I have a public profile. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't like people to know. Okay. Your regular dude who works at the bank should be able to post his girl on social media, guys. That's not a real thing. I'm just here to let you guys know.
I don't agree with that.
That is something to be suspicious about, Shawnee. If you're on social media and you post everything else in your life and you just like, I don't like to post that, that is just a little, it's a little weird.
It could be suspicious.
No, it's suspicious and weird. It doesn't have to be, but it's suspicious and weird for sure.
So add up all those things. I think all of us agree. You could want to punch this girl in the face, but Laura, this is really about the dude.
Yeah.
It really is. And the fact that you guys have been together for a year and a half and you've never met her is super suspect.
I mean,
like, he from the beginning should have made you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. You guys should have been met. You know what I mean? Because I could tell, you know, everyone in the room has met their significant other, has met their female friends, and vice versa. My significant other has met my male friends. And when you have nothing to hide, it's like, who cares? These are the people that I love. These are the people that I hang out with. You want them to meet.
Right.
So I just felt.
No, sorry.
That's very shady. That's very shady.
The friend is probably looking at you like she's here for a short time. She ain't here for a long time.
Which is
another one of those.
Right. Yeah. Because you don't know he's explained your relationship to her.
Right.
Mm. Yep.
Yep.
So
that's
dirty.
He may
be like, yeah, I'm seeing somebody, but he may.
You know, I don't post her on the gram, and she ain't gonna meet you. She's not serious.
So her.
That's why she should go up in there whooping feet.
Facts. Everybody gets it.
No.
Everybody gets it.
Not to the girl, though.
No, but I do think that
because you're gonna burn the relationship down anyway, so you might as well act crazy.
There we go. I like that.
Yeah.
I think you should have a conversation with your man about boundaries. Just keep it real about how you feel. And if he can't introduce you to her and have like a civil conversation, then maybe this relationship isn't for you.
Also, real quick, what are we? Because you're talking about it like it's serious. But when I hear about a guy who doesn't post you, Right. Or introduce you to his closest friends, regardless of gender.
Right.
That's one of his closest friends.
Yeah. 13 years.
Right.
You should.
That's his brother's best friend.
Yo, you should. Right. You honestly, in my experience, the woman you need to worry about is not the best friend who's been hanging out forever. She's probably a real friend, but except for the fact he doesn't want to introduce you. That says something about how he feels about you. Right. And that's a reason for concern.
How serious are
we some clarity.
At this point?
Yeah. Get some clarity. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We got no weakness.
Look, coming up, you got the flashing lights with Laura Stiles. What you got?
We're going to talk about the Met Gala. The Met Gala. We'll cover it all coming up next.
Also, you can beat the buzzer, too. Get on the lines, fam. We got money. It's a lot of money moving around. And Summer Jam tickets. Ooh, this still stinking. This record's still crazy. Yo, we've been talking about it. I mean, we're going to keep talking. I ain't going nowhere. Looking at the Apple Music charts, Kendrick Lamar, the number one song in the world.
Wow.
Not in the United States. In the world.
Which one?
Not Like Us. Number two is Euphoria.
Wow.
Number three is Drake, Family Matters.
Wow.
Number four is his kid, Tommy Richmond, which we'll be covering that story at some point soon. Number five is Like That.
Wow.
Number six is Meet the Grams.
Wow.
Hip-hop.
Taylor Swift comes in at number seven. Finally, at number seven. Drake Push-Ups is number 11.
It's competition.
And I don't know the, you know, how many plays are between number one and number, like, you know what I mean? I don't know the difference as far as the amount, but bruh, these songs are getting replayed and played and shared and played.
That's fire.
Mackenzie's on the line. It's time to beat the buzzer.
Hello?
Mackenzie, are you ready? What are you giggling about? What's so funny?
I'm so nervous. I've been trying to guess through to you guys forever.
Well, it's time. You know I got a niece named Mackenzie, too, so you got to win big money.
Here we go.
Okay.
Shout out to Mackenzie and Addison out there in Minnesota. Yo, shout out to the Timberwolves, too, by the way.
That's you might have to go visit and catch a game, bro.
And my niece, Addison, can hoop, too. She nice with it. Mackenzie plays soccer, I think, mostly. All right, here we go, Mackenzie. It's time to beat the buzzer. You know what to do.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's beat the buzzer.
$225. $395. $560. $680. $790. $800.
Mackenzie going for it. She going for it.
Wait.
She said stop at one?
She said stop at
one.
Did you hear it or no? Let's ask producer Greg.
I'm giving her the $1,000. I'm making a call. Anybody got a problem with it, come see me. Mackenzie's getting $1,000.
Bro, it did say one, and she called it.
Stop. She said stop on the one.
She said stop on the one.
She did. She did.
Mackenzie, $1,000 is yours.
Big.
Mackenzie.
And you're going to Summer Jam. You are in the building. Davido, Doja Cat. I wonder if she's going to wear a gelled up wet t-shirt. She's going to be in there with some crazy outfit on. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. Mackenzie, we love you.
First person to win a thousand.
Out of way, Mackenzie.
Wow, you're the first person to win $1,000. Mackenzie, congratulations.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
No, thank you. Hang on. We'll get you paid.
$1,000.
That was it.
That's it.
Yeah,
there it is.
That's it.
Yo, we'll let the Knicks referees last night from the NBA review this. Good call, Juanito.
Don't do that.
She'll still get the $1,000.
She might get two.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYH Justice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.